Hello, podcast fans. This is Nicole, the podcast maniac, and I am coming to you today with a mini update on a podcast review that I wrote probably a year and several months ago, and that is for the podcast Conversations with People Who Hate Me. That show is hosted by Dylan Marin, and if you haven't read my review over on podcastmaniac.com, head on over there and read it. It is a full review, more of a recommendation, because as I say right up front, I'm a big fan of this show. But go over to the blog and in the search bar, just type in conversations and it'll be the first result that comes up. And what I want to say about this podcast now is when I originally wrote that review, I was maybe five episodes into what was basically season one. In your podcast feed, you won't see these broken out into season one and two, but after the first, big batch of episodes in which Dylan Marin was having conversations with people who wrote nasty, hateful comments to him online, he then switched over to a format in which he, basically mediates. He connects two people, one who wrote hateful speech to somebody and the other who was the target of the hateful speech online. And he kind of mediates and connects with them and allows them to have a conversation just like he did in season one with his haters. He has a conversation, he asks questions, and he allows the person who wrote the hateful speech to explain themselves and why they said what they said. And he allows the person who was the target of the speech to explain themselves and explain how it made them feel and why they don't feel like they should have received such, hate online. And I have to say, this is better than I could have asked for with this podcast. I was already a fan of the first season, air quotes. But what I really love is that I did not see this season two coming in this sort of format. And I feel like it is the exact transition and progression that this podcast should go in. Conversations with People Who Hate Me is not just about Dylan Marin. It is about people on the internet acting in the worst way, judging one another on little evidence and their own ideas about what the other person is or does. And it's about all of us being kind to one another or not being kind to one another on the internet. Basically, how we behave and what we do and why we think the way we do about people we don't even know. And so I absolutely love that Dylan has taken the podcast in this direction. He started that sometime late in 2018. In early 2019, I think late January and early February, he had what I would say are the absolute two best episodes of the podcast to date. Those are called, the episode titled I Hate Amanda Palmer, which I listened to while I was on the treadmill at the gym, and it ended up being like so good that I could not help but stop and tweet about it. It was so good. And it was really funny because I was at the gym on the treadmill and it was a really insightful, deep, and kind of touching podcast episode. I was shocked by how much everybody laid on the table and how honest and sincere I felt everybody in that conversation was. It was fantastic. If I stop mid-treadmill to tweet that it's a good podcast episode, this does happen occasionally at the gym where I'm just like, oh my God, I have to yank my phone out and tweet about it. The other episode that I wanted to recommend is the one called Hypocrite. This is actually a throwback to season one in which Dylan speaks to somebody who has called him a hypocrite. And it is about him being called out. There's no mediation in this one. It's him one-on-one with a guy. He's basically met, I put in air quotes, multiple times, or at least a couple of times. And this guy calls him out and Dylan actually does fall on his sword and say that he was a hypocrite. He does deserve the blowback that he got from this guy. And I just thought it was a really good, honest conversation again. I really, really love what this podcast does. And that is just put people in conversation with one another, sometimes on the spot, but sometimes that's the best way to do it. It's not confrontational. Nobody's yelling at one another. And I honestly think if they wanted to, they could, but they don't. And so I like that. Sometimes I still wonder, is this person really just backpedaling? Does this person just want to show I'm not the asshole I came off as online? You never know, but I want to give people the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to give people the benefit of the doubt that if they signed up and gave their consent to have this conversation, have it recorded and be put on the podcast, that they actually are trying to change their ways and how they behave, either in person, in the real world, or online, which is still the real world. So I love this podcast. I'm really, really happy that it continues and that it's taken on this new format. I highly recommend it. If you have not listened, or if you want to know more about Dylan Maron, head on over to podcastmaniac.com and search again for Conversations. And there are links to the podcast. There's a video of Dylan. I also want to say I saw Dylan live as he emceed parts of PodCon, which was the podcast conference that I went to in Seattle in January 2019. And Dylan is a gifted performer. He is truly, I could have watched him, listened to him, perform, talk, give advice. He was everything. I absolutely loved what he did. Sometimes he can come across so sarcastic, so strongly that he turns people off. I know he is not for everybody, but I do have to say he's a gifted performer. I was thrilled to have experienced something of his live besides just his podcast. So anyway, you know where to find information about this podcast review and this podcast. I also want to tell you, if you have not read my review of The Voice Library, head on over to podcastmaniac.com, go to the search bar, type in The Voice Library, and you will learn about the platform, the service that I am using to record this podcast update. I am using the Voice Library. There are links and ideas for how to use this service in my podcast review on the website. And you can use the Voice Library to create your own podcast, to create a gift for a loved one or a family member. You can use it for a project or a promotion for an organization. It's a great service. Again, go read my review. Click on those links to go over to the Voice Library website. When you do that, if you sign up, you are actually supporting me and the Podcast Maniac blog, because I am a partner with the Voice Library and they will support me if you support them and sign up for an account. So go check that out as well. Thank you for listening. And don't forget to check out the other podcast review updates in the Voice Library.